Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I'm your host, Alex Reavy, along with the luncheon lady herself, Sandy Reavy.
Hi, everybody. I did.
It is episode 296 and the week of March 25th through April 1st. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we start off today, March 25th, with a full moon at 5 degrees of Libra.
Yeah, this is at 2 a.m. It's a lunar eclipse.
And March 28th, Thursday, Venus sextile Uranus.
Oh, that's right. Female singled out.
March 31st, Sunday, Easter.
First Sunday after the full moon.
And April 1st, Monday, Mercury stations retrograde.
Got a plan for this. Activates the fire trigon.
Then there are many talismans that we are going to be explaining here on the podcast. And also on the horizon, we have a free online event called Jupiter-Uranus Conjunction Lucky Breaks that you won't want to miss. And in our house, Sandy and I are back on the road for the first show of the year. Phoenix, here we come. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.
Hello, luncheon lady.
Yes, look at me going to lunch in the middle of the day.
I know. Wow. It doesn't even sound like you, but here we are. New woman.
Just this one day. will happen again in 10 years.
Aw, that's no fun.
I mean, it's lovely. It's exciting, but it does kind of break your day up.
It does.
You know? And I'd rather work, go to lunch, and then not go back to work.
Ah, yes. Yeah. That'll be the new formula. Okay, so this week of March 25th is going to be very cool, very interesting. We have a lot to go over, but first I want to go direct to all of you out there listening to our podcast. Thank you so much for sending in your messages and your feedback. This is from Ellen. And she says, a message from me to all the others listening.
Huh.
A beautiful intention bracelet is likely to upload your frequency and take you on a path closer to yourself. I would highly recommend it. So thank you, Ellen. Really exciting. She's been working her talisman since I think like 2020. So 4 years now.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. No, personal talismans, especially if you're needing a little boost, personal boost or, you know, to have me. I mean, that's who you get is me taking a look at your chart and just seeing where you could get a little bit of boost. Right. I just talked with somebody yesterday about, you know, their new personal intention bracelet and revealing some things in their natal chart so that we can strengthen some of the weak areas.
Right, right.
Kind of helps on a personal level and not just like, hey, everybody out there, you know, if you've got woes or weaknesses, strengthen them. But you got this one-on-one personal connection, and I really like that when I can get with people like that.
Right, and you really get to create from an empty vessel, right? Like where there's this like complete blank page in front of you, and just to write that affirmation and write that intention is very powerful.
Yeah, based on your chart, your energy that you called in, you know, when you were born.
So let's move into the transits. We start off today, March 25th, Monday, with the full moon at 5 degrees of Libra.
Yeah, this is at 2 a.m. So interesting for you and I will be still be in Arizona at this time. So it'll be, you know, it'll be happening more like midnight for us.
Okay.
So we should really get outside and take a look at it because the sun will be down below the horizon. And of course, the moon will be opposite the sun. So we'll be able to see this in the night sky because we can see this in the Americas. But it's the lunar eclipse. It's not the solar eclipse that everybody's talking about, right? That's going to be happening in 2 weeks from this portion, this Monday, the 25th. But what I like about this is the connection of Libra, who rules Libra?
Venus.
And Venus and Mars and Saturn are in conjunct this so that they're not taking a look at it. So she is what's called, what we could say, besieged within these two, the Mars and the Saturn, the two malefic. She's in between, but she's in Pisces. The others are in Pisces, right, as I just mentioned. But she's softening them because she has high exaltation. So there's honor. So, you know, it's like she takes the victory, although humble. Something about breaking record because this moon is making a pretty strong trine to Pluto. So I just think that, and I wrote this back in December when I go away and write for a week. And it was just like she becomes... I don't know, she still stays in her power because she is in between these two malefics, but she's exalted. And so she has a little bit of power. So interesting kind of feeling what you would normally say, like between a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some charm she has. She has some respectability there and she can come out. And it's interesting because Monday the 25th is our former president's first trial begins on this day.
Rock and a hard place. Okay. So moving on to Thursday, March 28th, Venus sextile Uranus.
Yeah, so this is Venus in Pisces, exaltation, making a trine to Uranus in her sign of Taurus. So it's called reception. And this just means females are singled out. The feminine nature.
In a good way or in a bad way?
No, they're singled out. I think it's like, you know, kind of like, I don't know if we should be doing the dance, single ladies, right? but for an important reward. And it just makes me think of what, you know, we got this March Madness going on right now, right? Mm-hmm. And the women's basketball is on fire. It's on fire. And they're saying not just the women's basketball, it's all women's sports. And they're saying that there is something called the Caitlin Clark effect.
Tell me more.
So Caitlin Clark is an NCAA Division I scorer across all men in women's basketball.
Oh.
She's female, right?
So she's like knocking off everyone off the scoreboards and she's just number one across regardless of gender.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is going, you know, viral right now of how, you know, women's college has come a long way since the first NCAA basketball championships in 1982. But it's getting the respect that it deserves, right? These females, they're competitive. They have good movement, right? And so just really interesting that, you know, this Venus period during this March time is the March Madness, and they're getting incredible branding during this March Madness branding for their tournaments. And what really is they're saying too is women's volleyball and women's soccer are also breaking records.
That's great.
And they're taking networks, they're getting network sponsors, they're getting all kinds of clothing and, you know, Adidas for the women's
sponsorships
market. So it really they're saying that they're forecasting that women could bring in $1 billion in revenue in 2024.
Okay.
Women's sports.
That's great.
So yeah, it kind of feels like, again, that lunar eclipse, even though the moon is eclipsed, right? When we get to a lunar eclipse, it's got the sun, the earth, and the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But the moon is full, right? So that's kind of like... I don't know. To me, it's not that the masculine takes over the feminine here because of where the rulerships are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that happening. I feel it like she still comes out, you know, on the pedestal.
Right. And Libra is the justice giver. So maybe that's just
fairness,
some balancing of scales there. So moving on to March 31st, Sunday. Happy Easter, everybody. And this is the first Sunday after the full moon, just all the time.
Always.
I never knew that.
You know, sometimes Easter doesn't have a particular day, you know, like say Valentine's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
February 14th. Or the third Thursday.
Right, it's not like a date
of Thanksgiving. Right. Of November is Thanksgiving, but Easter, you know, it's always a Sunday. It's the first Sunday after the full moon, after the spring equinox. So we've already had the spring equinox. That was on March 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Then we get the full moon on March 25th. So 6 days later, we get this full moon. And then the first Sunday, boom, Sunday the 31st, we get the Easter. So people say, oh, this is an early Easter. Well, it's because we got the full moon just 6 days after the spring equinox. Sometimes it could be 3 weeks after a spring equinox.
Oh, wow.
Right? And then it would be the Sunday after that full moon. But this mm-hmm. one is like 6 days later, then the sun. It's like boom, boom.
Very quick.
Very quick.
Right.
Yeah. So I think it's really interesting that the, you know, the church, the churches of the world have really used the astronomy to set their recognition of a spiritual religious holiday. It was that important.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So right. They followed astrology.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on to the 1 week from Monday, April 1st, and that is when Mercury stations retrograde. We don't normally go this far out, but it's going to be a Mercury retrograde type of day. So,
you know, we get this at around 5 p.m. Mercury stationing retrograde at 27 degrees of Aries. This is also April Fool's Day. So this is this trickster is activated. So you might, you know, turn off the pilot light for now. You know, just turn mm-hmm. down this brilliant ability to, you know, make things happen because it's in Aries. And this is the first time it will activate the fire trigon. Now, Mercury will be in all fire signs throughout the year during his retrograde cycle. So mm-hmm. here we get the first one, Aries, then we'll get a Leo, and then we'll get a Sagittarius. And that'll be the three of the retrograde periods for the year. So anyone that has a lot of fire in their chart really gets to do some reviews, gets to reignite something. So is there a calming period during this time that you turn down the heat a little bit, turn right. down the pilot light for now. You don't need your water so hot, right?
Yeah.
And then wait 3 weeks to reignite it. And maybe you'll have more, you won't be so burned out. Because it's in fire. So mm-hmm. when things go retrograde, you're like, push, go, cheerleading, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's retrograde and it's like, go, G-O-O, go, right? And if you do it on purpose and say, I need to reignite myself in a period of time, in 3 weeks' time, which will be about April 21st when it mm-hmm. comes out. So we're going to be talking more about this, but it will be in Aries, and to be exact, 27 Aries, and go all the way back to about 16 degrees of Aries. Those are the high, the area,
the degrees the sky. Mm-hmm. On the spotlight.
16 okay. to 27, then 27 back to 16, then 16 past 27.
Right.
And so is there anything going on in your chart? I just talked to someone today that has that on their ascendant. And of mm-hmm. course, they're making some big decisions that they don't have all the information for. So I've given them dates to make the decision, which is not until mid-May.
Right.
So getting information like that if you're working on something important.
Yes. So not too many transits to discuss. However, still very interesting. And let's move into talisman times, where you have finished up two talismans. The first was March 18th, to find comfort and security in nurturing connections.
Yeah, there was a lot of talismans going on this past week and actually this coming up week.
Yep.
First of all, we got the sun moving into Aries, exalted. We have Venus moving into Pisces, exalted. So there's some really nice placements of, and whenever a planet goes into his exaltation or his domicile, talisman makers are
You're
busy.
There.
We're busy. So this one is to find comfort and security in nurturing connections. I radiate a gentle strength that flows effortlessly from my compassionate soul. I trust in this divine flow. This is Moon in Cancer, where the Moon likes to be, making a trine to the Sun in Pisces, which is all water. Water, water, flow, feeling, nurturing, comfort, insecurity. Everything is working out well.
Yeah.
And I want to say this, too, if there's anybody, well, actually, by the time you get this recording and we go live, we'll may have sold some of these already.
Yep, possibly. So the next is March 19th. That is a talisman you made on your birthday to embrace sensitivity as a superpower.
I know, I considered taking this because, you know, sometimes when we get, you know, to be sensitive, some people can't eat certain foods because their body is sensitive. Some people can't hear or be around certain kinds of people because they absorb their negative energy, the pessimistic energy, and it becomes a non-superpower, right? It becomes a burden,
a weakness,
you know, a dump, if you will, right? But to embrace sensitivity as a superpower is the positive aspect of this, taking it high. And it's my intuition is my guiding light, illuminating my path toward emotional fulfillment and creative expression because it's Pisces. And this is the Sun and the Moon.
Right.
Sun and Moon, there are some astrologers that only do chart readings with Sun and Moon. This is a beautiful placement. We can only get this once a year. And it's right around here. It's right around my birthday. So I have this built in, luckily me, built this into my solar return. So that's why I considered taking it. But I'm going to see if it's still available after the Hay House event. And it may be mine.
Right. So let's talk about the upcoming talismans that you have.
Well, you didn't get the one that I did on March 20th?
I did not. Oh, tell us about it.
I snuck this in. This was March 20th. This is already done. To trust in the abundance of the universe. My generosity and dreams soar high. I bask in the glory of my own light and share this with the world. Now, this is Sun in Aries on the midheaven. Yeah, this is right up there. Boom, being seen. And the Moon is in Leo. So this is really nice positioning of all about the sunshine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So then we can move on to the upcoming talismans to explore new horizons and expand my mind.
Yeah, I embrace my adventurous spirit and seek wisdom that influences my career and public life. This has the Moon in Scorpio, what's called enclosed between the two benefics. So we've got Venus in Pisces in the eighth house and Jupiter in the 10th house in Taurus. So there's mutual reception between the benefics. And again, the Sun is in Aries in the 9th house, which is wanting also to expand new horizons and expand the mind. That has the Jupiterian add-on of double Jupiter.
Right.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with double Jeopardy.
Oh, I do like that too.
Okay, so moving on. To attract abundance effortlessly. This was made Sunday, March 31st. Will be made Sunday, March 31st.
I draw experiences and relationships that align with my highest good and deepest desires. Yeah, this is, again, that Sun in Aries in the 10th with the Moon in Sag and squaring Venus in Pisces. So this has a lot of fire energy with the Sagittarius and the Aries. Yeah, I like this one. I mean, I like all the stuff I do.
All right, so the third and final of the upcoming talismans is to make a lasting impact on the world. That's the same day, Sunday, March 31st.
With determination and charisma, I rise to positions of power and influence, achieving my goals and leaving a mark.
Yeah.
Again, it's the same
legacy.
It's almost the same timing. I'm using that Moon, making an aspect to Venus and Pisces. Again, Venus and Pisces energy while the Sun is. So these are two exaltation placements. This is excellent. These are excellent. These last three that I read are Venus and Pisces and the Moon in Aries. Both exalt. All three of these are both
the Sun in Aries.
Exaltation placements.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what we strive for in making a, you know, a wish upon a star, right?
So the talisman of the month, we're going to keep the March one up for this week and announce the April talisman of the month next week. This is your last chance to get a special price on To Widen and Broaden My Social Network. Head over to the website to check out that talisman of the month. On the horizon, we have this week coming up, Wednesday, is a free online event. It's all about the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, and that is happening in the sign of Taurus. We're naming this webinar Lucky Breaks, because if there's anything that Jupiter and Uranus can do together when they're really in that conjunction, is making unexpected surprises and growth opportunities. So where are those lucky breaks, and how can we, you know, how can we utilize them? How can we jump onto them and work with them?
Right, and you want to work with them because you don't want to resist change, and then change comes and you're like, no, thank you. No, I like arms crossed. This is a no, hard pass, right? And Uranus goes, oh, well, I'm going to change it for you then. How about that? And takes apart your arms and you're exposed. Right. So it's kind of like preparing for it.
Right.
And so that's why we're doing this event and offering. There's four opportunities to purchase a talisman, although two have been sold, and I would expect these other two to go.
Right. I'll also include the link. So when it comes to this free online event, we're going to be explaining a lot of what is this transit, how can you utilize it, going a little bit into the personal aspects of, you know, where is it happening within your chart. But also there is an opportunity to take it a step further, and that is to create a talisman one-on-one with Sandy. There's two more opportunities or time slots left. She's pre-selected some auspicious times for talisman making in regards to this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. And you can choose between those two last ones. And you also get to pick the colors, the patterns. You get to see it all, the style. And you get to completely customize the talisman all to your liking.
Yeah, with chosen clay patterns I've picked for the kind of like the burst. I picked a bunch of burst colors. They're really, I think, cool.
Right.
So you get to pick three if you want a small bead. You get to pick six of them if you have a large bead.
And you have a choice of 10. So head over to the website, click that link in the description, and you'll be able to see those colors that Sandy has chosen just for this opportunity. We have those two retreats. I'll briefly mention them here. September 22nd through the 29th is the Greece retreat, and October 9th through the 19th is the Egypt retreat. You can click on either of those links and get more information, or you can also click on the last link, which is to schedule a free 15-minute call with Sandy to ask whatever questions you have about any of these retreats. All right, that is all that we have to share about those. However, we have our final segment, which is Our House. And right now, our house is full of a lot of suitcases because we are headed back on the road for the first show of the year. It does seem like a long time. However, it is perfect timing because it was a little, you know, slow start to the year, and we don't always get those. So this is exciting.
Yeah, we're heading to Phoenix for the Hay House I Can Do It. It's one of our favorite events that we are so honored to be invited to vend our products. And we do super well. And so if you happen to be going, I know some people are going, of course you're going to come by and say hi, right?
Yeah, of course. We're so excited for the new community members and our community growing and thriving. Of course, if you have any questions about astrology, about your own chart. There are so many different ways that you can get in touch to get those answered. One, if it's a general question, email it to us. We'd love to answer it here in our house, where we have this free time and, you know, freedom to get creative with things that we talk about. And there also is opportunities to get one-on-one private readings with Sandy. There's also our Patreon community that you can join in. The lowest tier starts at $5 a month, so it's very affordable, and you get so much information. You get astrology forecast PDFs, you get astrology video forecasts with Sandy and Susan, and more. You can ask you can ask more personal questions and have those answered during those video forecasts. So there are so many different ways to really engage with our community. And if you do have any questions, don't forget, you can always just email us, alex@intentionbeads.com, or head over to the website, intentionbeads.com, and start up a chat. So I think that's all. We are going to update you on how everything went next week at the Hay House I Can Do It show. So until then, thanks everybody for joining in, and yes, we are going to chat with you next Monday.
Bye everyone.
Bye-bye.
I say go do you, now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.